ABC Radio Australia.
Well, an exceptionally rare 19th century Fijian Bulibuli War Club has shown up in an auction club in the UK. The unusual piece of Fijian war history was found in a Gloucestershire country home, and Dr. Teresi Vunidilo is a Fijian archaeologist and curator who specialises in Indigenous museology and heritage management. She spoke to Whenau Whonua about the Fijian War Club, once the most feared weapon in Fiji's ancient past.
In regards to this artefact, this Fijian War Club, is it common to have artefacts like this to be found in parts of the world like the UK?
Fiji was a British colony. A lot of the colonial administrators and those that visited Fiji during that time collected a lot of these war clubs, and they took them overseas, and they took them, most of them are actually in England, but then other areas in Europe, in the United States, in Australia and New Zealand, you can always find Fijian war clubs. The one that has been currently on sale in the UK is called the Bulimbuli. It's one of the many varieties of the Fijian clubs.
And it has a unique design, right? For our listeners, could you please describe it?
Yes, for the Bulimbuli, it is actually part of a tree. So you'll notice that there's like certain knobs, you know, that is at the head of the club. So when you're holding it upright, you're actually turning the tree upside down. So the knobs that you find at the top of that club is actually the root of the tree. So what they did was they pulled the root of the tree, and then they carved around the roots. So the knobs that you find there are actually the remnants of the root of that particular tree. So they were very, very creative. And because of the knobs on this particular club, it is actually very deadly. But then also from an artistic point of view, it looks very different and quite unique compared to others. They were used in direct combat.
So this war club may have been used to kill a person?
Absolutely. A lot of these clubs that were used back then were used for those purposes. There are many different uses of clubs. You know, we have clubs that are used for special ceremonies. There are also clubs that were used for dance called the Meke Wau. So Iwau is the Fijian word for club. But then there are this particular one was used for, you know, for wars and combat. And then the one that I saw that are currently on sale in the UK, it does not have inlays. So when I say inlays, there are others that have shells or ivory or the tambour, the whale's tooth that are inlaid on top of the knobs of the club. So the one that I saw, if I remember from memory, it's quite plain. It was not fully decorated. But there are those that are decorated as well, which kind of add value to this club. So for those of us who work in the museum, what we do when we assess or look at clubs, we often look at the provenance. Provenance means, you know, who owned it, how did it end up in England, which family had that in their possession. And, you know, you can go back and find out whether that person was working for the colonial government at that time, whether they were part of the medical, field at that time, because there were so many coming in to Fiji in the 1800s. The one that I saw there, you know, I'm happy that the family have found it and kept it safe.
If you were a Fijian warrior, could you describe the technique of how you would use this war club when you're attacking an enemy?
It would have been used in close contact. And also the knobs there, it is on the top of it, as I was describing earlier, you know, is meant to go on the head of the person. Because usually what they do, they try and attack the head as much as possible because, you know, the head, once it's cracked, you know, and when the person is hurt and down on the ground and weakens them, then they use other types of clubs. So this club is that, you know, to weaken your enemy. And then once a person is lying down on the ground, then they have another club to finish the person off. So that's why a lot of researchers have said over the years that, you know, in the Pacific, there's so many clubs, you know, you name it from Rapa Nui to Papua New Guinea to Hawaii and all the islands in around the Pacific, but the Fijian clubs are the most deadliest.
Was there some kind of spiritual belief attached to the war club?
Absolutely. What happened is, you know, before they go to war, they often get the blessing from the mbete, which is, that's a word for the priest. So every village or every, you know, community, they have a priest that, you know, is kind of like the equivalent to a pastor today. So they connect them to, you know, to the heavens or to the spirit world, and they seek their blessing. And so before they go out to war, as I was saying before, a lot of these clubs, they have names. So they would have been used in previous wars. So a lot of these chiefs and a lot of these warriors, they will know exactly which particular one they will use for a certain war event because of the power that some of these war clubs already have from previous wars, you know, prior. So it's very interesting. So when they go to that war, and so, for example, they win this particular war, then the actual war club that they use to kill more people is kind of like more ordained. So if the power gets added on and added on and added on, and then on top of it, when it's given that name, and is given that attention for that level of its, you know, being lethal for killing people, then the power and the spirit that stays with this particular club for a very long time.
Very fascinating stuff there. I learnt a lot about that Bulibuli Fijian War Club. Hopefully you did too. That is Dr. Teresi Vunidilo, Fijian archaeologist and curator who specialises in Indigenous museology and heritage management. She was speaking there with reporter Finau Fonua.